Hey, how are you doing, Miss Nassim? Thank you so much because of your participation, and you're so active, and which is very, very awesome. Thank you so much. Lots of respect to you, and I hope the other users learn from you, because I believe that other people, other users are getting passive. Can you hear me? Okay. Guys, please record yourself. I like to hear from you, okay? So, thank you so much. Okay, let's jump into the subject that you're talking. Excitement. Excitement is very, very awesome. You know why? Because recently I was just listening to one of Tim Ferriss's podcast. He was the host of a show, and he brought a businessman. He was an old man. I believe that he was one of the owner of Twitter. If I'm not mistaken, he bought some stocks in the past, and Twitter got rock, and he found himself, holy moly, I'm rich. So he was very successful. He was just talking about these kind of things. He was saying that our life is limited. We need excitement. We need dreams to achieve, because life is gonna end. I don't know when I'm gonna die. I don't know when other people are gonna die. We don't know. So our life is very limited. So we need some excitement. We need some dreams to achieve. We need some goals to achieve. So before it's too late, of course, before it's too late, we have to achieve some dreams. Because, you know, most people, he was just talking about a book. It was about these kind of things. A nurse wrote that book. And she was saying that most of the patients that was almost dead. You know, most of the patients that were almost dead in the hospital, they weren't saying that I am regretting that. I am regretted that, you know, what I've done in the past. They were saying that they regretted what they haven't done. And which is very, very cool quote. You know, we have to understand that. Because when we reach end of our lives, we don't care what we've done. We mostly regret what we haven't done. And that's the case. What we haven't done. We haven't reached our goals. We haven't reached our, you know, dreams. We, for example, we haven't loved someone. We haven't, for example, become a great person, become the strongest version of ourselves, like Eliot Holtz most of the time said. So that's the case, you know, excitement, goals, dreams, whatever you want to call it. It's very important. We have to achieve it because it's important. We are living to achieve our goals. So that's why I believe that I'm learning English, because English is making me very, very passionate about life. You know, before, my life, indeed, is separated in two. Before learning English, and of course, after learning English. Because after I learned English, I found out, hey, I can read lots of books. You know, I'm not a fan in Persian book, the translated books. You know, I decided to, okay, let's read Compound Effect from Darren Hardy in Persian. And I found out, okay, I can't read it. I almost read 200 pages from it. And I said, okay, that's enough. I can't continue. And right now, in 3 days, I read almost four chapters, of that book, you know, almost 70% in just 3 days. So I found that, okay, Kambis, that's it. If you haven't got a chance to learn English, you wouldn't learn that much. So here I am. I love to read books in English, and I love to listen to passionate people like Tony Robbins, Eliot Holtz, Darren Hardy, any other people. Because with English, I found a chance to learn from these guys. And that's so exciting, you know? So excitement is very important. Thank you so much because you represent this and remembered me. Yeah, you helped me to recall some of the quotes from that book. And thank you so much again. Thank you because of your participation. I hope to hear more from you. And thank you. Good luck.